Pinkerton, who claimed in his memoirs that Lewis enthusiastically accepted the assignment, insisted that no one would know him in the Confederate capital. Lewis had a right to still be leery. An experienced spymaster would never send a counter-espionage agent, as Lewis had become, on an espionage operation because of the obvious danger of being identified by the people he had once pursued. Lewis returned to Pinkerton's headquarters several days later to be briefed on the job. George Bangs was there this time. Spread out on a table in the parlor was a map of Virginia and a pile of gold coins for Lewis. Pinkerton also had two letters for him. One was a mere blind and purports to be written by a good rebel from Baltimore to Webster, warning him to be careful when he traveled north, Pinkerton said. Lewis could use it if Confederate authorities detained him, and he needed to convince them he and Webster were loyal. The other was a letter of introduction to the editor of the Richmond Dispatch, who could tell Lewis where Webster was if he wasn't checked in to the Spotswood Hotel. Another Pinkerton agent sat at the table with Bangs, John Scully, who had been on the team with Lewis raiding the Morton House. "I wish Mr. Scully to go with you," Pinkerton finally said. "Then I will not go, positively," Lewis said. "Why?" Lewis wanted no more partners after his Western Virginia foray with Sam Bridgman, who had been a pain. "I don't want company that I must be responsible for," he now told Pinkerton. "It's dangerous, because one man can tell a story and stick to it. Two will be sure to differ." Pinkerton insisted that Scully join him so he could come back with intelligence Webster had while Lewis continued southwest to Chattanooga to collect information on Confederate rails and defenses. This mission involved much more than delivering a letter, Lewis realized. But he reluctantly went along with it, agreeing with Pinkerton that McClellan was desperate for intelligence from Virginia. Lewis hardly knew Scully, but he had nothing against the amiable Irishman, who was as tall as he and had a wife and two children. Scully was eager to please Pinkerton and good at following orders, but he was not particularly courageous. Lewis learned later that Scully was his partner only because Charles Roche, another more experienced agent, had refused to accept the dangerous mission unless Pinkerton provided for his family if he were killed, which Pinkerton would not do.